The show is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. Welcome to all the listeners here in the Port City area in St. John and anywhere you might be listening across the country. Let's get right to it, boppers. Here is Baby Loves Me from the Eels here on Ear Candy.
Me. The doctor says I'm sick. The bad girls think I'm just too nice, and the nice girls call me dick. My baby loves me, and she's smarter than you. My baby loves me, unlikely but true. Policeman flashes the red lights. Coach says that I'm weak. I'm not too bright. Bodybuilder calls me pipsqueak. My baby loves me. She's smarter than you. My baby loves me. Unlikely but true. The neighbors don't like my flowers. The waiter don't like my tip. The librarian shushes me. Travel agent canceled my trip.
Thank you.
That was Jack White and Daniel Lupi and Danger Mouse. Actually, the music is from the record called Rome, and the song is called Two Against One, and it's actually produced, the music was produced by Danger Mouse and Daniel Lupi, who did all the original soundtracks to the spaghetti western starring Clint Eastwood, you know, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and I forget all the Clint Eastwood spaghetti western movies. Oh, I love them all. I thought they were all good. So Danger Mouse, a.k.a. Brian Burton, had an idea of, let's go back, use the original studios, original musicians. Turns out that most, if not all of them, were still alive. And made all this music and then brought in some guest vocalists. Jack White did a couple and Nora Jones did a couple. And I forget who else worked on the record. This is a few years back now. Before that, we heard Hurry Down Doomsday, Elvis Costello. Off of his record called, I believe it's called Mighty Like a Rose. I didn't know roses were mighty. They're very pretty, but But apparently, according to Elvis, they're also mighty. And then we heard at the top of the show being Ear Candy, we heard Baby Loves Me. That's the Eels off of Tomorrow Morning a few years ago. Yeah, that's what we got the show started off with. Kind of a spiky pop music, pop rock music. I don't know. It's got a spiky energy to it. That's why I like the first two songs. And then that last song is very evocative. It's got a lot of layers to it. It's kind of got a slow, smoldering, creepy-ism to it. Is creepy-ism a word? Or did I just invent a word? I don't know. Again, the show's Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. And listen, if you're listening to the show, no matter where you are, no matter when it is, it could be anytime, anywhere, and you aren't sure, you could always try looking it up on the Ear Candy Facebook page where I post the playlist each week. Now, mind you, if the show isn't being played rather current, you would have an awful hard time to pick it up. Maybe I should start naming the episodes. But at any rate, if it's current within a week or two or even a month, you can easily find via the playlist what we're playing. Okay, let's get going. We're going to play something from Daniel Romano. His latest record is called Mosey. Now, Daniel Romano is a well-known Canadian independent artist, but it kind of was in the country genre. And all of a sudden, this new record is a bit of a departure. You get a much grainier, more present voice, something between Lee Hazelwood, who had hits in the late 60s, like Some Velvet Morning, and he also produced and wrote These Boots Are Made for Walking. So he had a very granular voice. And Bob Dylan, in fact, on the record, he's in a tracksuit and his hair is all kind of frizzed out like a young Bob Dylan. Couldn't tell you which Bob Dylan record it would be per se, but that's the image he's projecting. So it's a very different kind of record. Like I say, sonically, somewhere between Lee Hazelwood and Bob Dylan is as close as I can get. We're going to hear a track called Hunger is a Dream You Die In. A very evocative title. I've been trying to think about what that means because it's the key refrain in the song, hence it's the title. And I keep thinking, what's it mean? I almost feel like texting Daniel or, posting on his Facebook page and just saying, what's it mean? Because I've been trying to figure it out. And maybe he doesn't know either. It's a mistake to think that the songwriter knows what the song is about. They just write them. They're channeling something. If they're really good at it, maybe he has an idea, maybe he has a thought of what he thinks it's about. But anyway, very interesting title. So let's get going. This one here is from Mosey, Daniel Romano, here on Ear Candy. Hunger is a dream you die in.
All your heart, no way to slow or stop the start. Hunger is a dream you die in. Something in you's not the same. There's no one to share your pain. Hunger is a dream you die in. Dreams wake when you're done deciding. Shining faces are heavy pains. Eternal spirit. It's all the same. No matter where you've been, hunger is a dream you die in. Well, I've been hungry all my life, and nothing feeds my appetite. Hunger is a dream you die in. Best of it comes true, there's always more I need from you. Hunger's a dream you die in. One last time I make my rounds to find out what I'm still without. Hunger's a dream you die in. The dreams wake when you're done deciding. Shining faces are heavy pains. Eternal spirit. It's all the same. No matter where you've been, hunger is a dream you die in. Hunger is a dream.
make it anymore. I'm not going to make it. We need to stop. You got me burning. Too high a fever. I was your lover. Now I'm just a believer.
Thank you. I said it before, now I'm trying just a little now.
I want you.
I got to tell you.
I need you.
Oh, baby, I love you.
I want you.
I got to tell you.
That is from Bros. That's Tell Me. That's actually a new track from Ewan Curry and Seamus Curry, brothers. Ewan, famous for being the lead singer, songwriter in the Sheepdogs. Seamus joined after they managed to get some success, and they got together, just the two of them, and made their own little record. Actually, they made it before the last Sheepdogs record that was put out, interestingly enough. And they said, oh, we love these old, overproduced records from the 60s. Well, guys, they weren't overproduced. They were produced just right. And that might be your touchstone. You did a good job. It's a great song. I'm really enjoying it. Before that, we heard a track called Haunt Me. And that is from Get Down, Get Together, off a new band called Communism. I feel like the Beatles song Revolution. If you go around talking about Chairman Mao, you're not going to make it with anyone anyhow. But, you know, hey, Communism, there you go. Great songs. Haunt Me, if you like that one, the whole record is basically very similar. I think Haunt Me is my favorite track from the record, but that's like 10 songs of this kind of meaty, thick rock with pop leanings, you know, good stuff. Canadian band. I think there might be longtime musicians from Montreal or Toronto. I'm not 100% sure anymore. And we started the set off with Hunger is a Dream You Die In. Any of you listeners out there finally figure out what that means or have an interpretation? You know, you could leave a comment on the Ear Candy Facebook page. Just look up Ear Candy Facebook. Maybe put in Mark O'Connor, that's me. You'll find the right page and you'll see the playlist and you can give me your interpretation because I'm usually pretty good at these abstract kind of titles and lyrics and stuff. That's one of the things I like about music. I like story songs too. I like things that can be a little more easy to follow, but I like abstraction and good lines and vocal performances and what have you. So I'm usually pretty good at having my take on what a song is. And that one, I like it, obviously, enough to play it and share it out there and stuff. I do enjoy it, but don't know what it means. I haven't got a meaning. And you don't have to tell me the meaning of life, just the meaning of this song. And we're good, right? All right, let's get going. More music. That's what we do in the show. You know, show about upbeat, at least if not upbeat, up-tempo songs. For the most part, I might sneak a sad one in every now and then, or a slower one. But, you know, generally, at the end of the show, I'm hoping that I've lightened your day a little bit, brightened your existence a little bit. You know, your mood's affected by the music, so I made an observation that overall, people tend to like upbeat music. And for that very reason, I do believe. So for every Hotel California type song out there that is a little darker, there are three or four that people enjoyed equally as much that are lighter. So we try to keep on the light side a little bit here, not get too deep and dark, so that when you finish the show, you go, well, I'm feeling better. Or at least I'm not feeling any worse. Now, if I break even, that's not a bad deal either. What we're going to play now is something from Gillian Welsh. Now, she is best known, kind of a throwback singer. Her and her partner, Dave Rawlings, write a kind of Appalachian folk music. I think that's the way to describe it. Authentic American roots music. Not Midwest rocking roots, that kind of thing. But like I say, it's kind of got Appalachian roots to it. And yet, the songs are actually very modern. She selects her words so carefully to give the impression of sort of old-timiness. Words that are unusual. For instance, her best record is called Time the Revelator. See, the word revelator. You know, you think, oh, that's kind of, where'd that word come from? But it conjures up a certain time and era. But in fact, the songs are often modern day. So they get this suggestion of something happening back in 1800 in the backwoods of wherever. And yet when you listen closely to the lyrics, despite the words, in fact, they are happening in modern day. So I find that pretty cool. That's one thing. And she's her own thing. I mean, she sounds like Gillian Welsh more than anything else. I'm going on and on about it. You're going to hear a track from her third record, which was called Soul Journey. Maybe her least successful record that she's done so far. She's not exactly super prolific. And this one, though, is a winner off that record. She plays the drums on it. I think she's given up the drum playing now, which is, well, I guess too bad, because she does a great job here on Miss Ohio, here on Ear Candy.
Look at Miss Ohio, she's running around with her rag top down. She says I want to do right, but not right now. I'm gonna drive to Atlanta and live out this fantasy. You're running around with a rag. Yeah, I want to do right, but not right now. Had your arm around his shoulder, a regiment to a soldier, and mama starts pushing that wedding gown. Yeah, you wanna do right, but not right now. Oh, me, oh, my, oh, would you look at Miss Ohio? She's running around with a rag top down. I want to do right, but not right now. Oh, Columbus, Ohio. She's running around with a ragtop down. She says, I want to do right, but not right now. Oh, I want to do right, but not right now.
for the crow to call again.
Yes, that is the Sam Roberts Band. What's the name of that song? If You Want It. Well, I do. Maybe you want it too. Before that, we heard Every Time You Leave. Joel Plaskett was just chatting with another person who was a fan of Joel Plaskett here in the station. And we started off with Miss Ohio, Gillian Welsh. After I talked about upbeat, up-tempo songs, we heard her lollygagging about, but... Oh, me, oh, my, oh, won't you look at Miss Ohio running around with her rag top down. You start thinking about, it's funny how she puts words together. It's funny what you think they mean when you just look on the surface. And then you think about it a little bit and you realize she might be talking about something else altogether. And I love her lyrics. What else in that song? It was about, I want to do right, but not right now. Oh, yeah. Gillian Welsh. If you don't know about Gillian Welsh, if that song doesn't make you a fan, I'm not sure what will. What you should look her discography up. Do yourself a favor. Yeah, the best record, and it's the sparest record, but it is the best. It's kind of a classic, is Time, the Revelator. I guess it's called The Revelator, but the title track or semi-title track is called Time, the Revelator. That's considered her peak. Actually, that was her third record. I said that Soul Journey was her third record. I think Soul Journey was her fourth record. So there you go. I can't even keep my Gillian Welsh record straight. I might get fired from this job if I keep that kind of lax attitude up. All right, before I get fired, let's keep on going then. Going to play a very unusual set of music here. There, I've piqued your interest already. Going to play a track from Adele and Amy Winehouse. And sandwiched in between, we're going to hear from a Minneapolis rapper called Atmosphere. I guess the rapper goes by Slug, and the music is done by his producer friend, Ant. So they've got the insect world covered. And you think, I don't like rap or hip-hop. It's like, you're going to like this song. And it's got a weird title because I don't think the word appears anywhere in the lyrics. It's called Ringo. So I'm thinking, oh, is it about Ringo Starr? Is it about Ringo the cowboy, Ringo? And as near as I can tell, having listened to it a few times, it's not even in the lyrics. What's in the lyrics, what gets repeated over and over again, which should be the title, is not. That's inexplicably entitled Ringo. And you're thinking, why would I put these three songs together in this kind of weird way? And you'll see how seamlessly this Atmosphere song, Ringo, transitions into the Amy Winehouse song. And you'll think, wow, sonically, wow, how could they have any similarity at all? Well, they do, so... Let's see where that brings us. That could bring us to the end of the show, but I don't think so. I think I'll be able to come back, and I got something else in mind to play for you, so hopefully that will work out. Let's go, though. This is Adele called Million Years Ago, here on Ear Candy.
I only wanted to have fun, learning to fly, learning to run. I let my heart decide the way when I was young. Deep down, I must have always known that this would be inevitable. To earn my stripes, I'd have to pay and bear my soul. Thank you. was a party to be thrown, but that was a million years ago. When I walk around all of the streets where I grew up and found my feet, they can't look me in the eye. It's like they're scared of me. I try to think of things to say, like a joke or a memory, but they don't recognize me now in the light of day.
From last night, I woke up in a lawn chair. I feel faint like an old ass flashlight. I don't remember how I got there. Waiting at the train stop, hoping that the rain stop. The pain throbs at the front of the skull. I should have took the day off, looking for a payoff. The brainwash is insufferable. I'm on purpose, coffee in a thermos. Squint like Clint, trying to spot me in the cursive. Missing persons, lost in your costumes. Blood moon and a boombox full of volume. If I had the authority, I would probably make everybody throw their hands in the sky. And everything I said in this song would be classified. And all of y'all would be captured alive. I might have showed up when the party start. I might have got high with your bodyguard. I might have passed out at the airport bar. Everybody wanna see a falling star. I might have thrown up in a rental car. I might have woke up in a reservoir. I might have got robbed at Mardi Gras. Everybody wanna see a falling star. 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 Once upon a time in the next few days, I gotta wake up and get out of the shade. I might put on a beat down pair of chucks, my old swimming trunks, and a mirror says nothing in my earbuds. Just me and my beer gut, I absorb it before I get deported back to orbit. Over the winter, I remain indoors. I want the summer in my city to feel like a rainforest. And you know we should skinny dip in the middle of the Mississippi. Do a couple of spins, this synchronicity flips. A 360 finish, Twin Cities. Don't care about what y'all think. Dressed up like a cop, stuck up the bank. The police came in some Russian tanks, and I'm in jail with nothing to drink. I might have showed up when the party start. I might have got high with your bodyguard. I might have passed out at the airport bar. Everybody wanna see a falling star. I might have thrown up in a rental car. I might have woke up in a reservoir. I might have got robbed at Mardi Gras. Everybody wanna see a falling star. 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 Everybody
Everybody wanna see a falling star.
I want a snack machine on the party bus. Your flag is green, in God we trust. You were born in sin, we were born in debt. I guess this is about as feel good as it gets. I want Wonder Bread wrapped in rubber bands. It's not too much to understand. I wanna color the world, but only got one crayon. Reach for the sky, try to touch my hand. I might have showed up when the party start. I might have got high with your bodyguard. I might have passed out at the airport bar. Everybody wanna see a falling star. I might have thrown up in a rental car. I might have woke up in a reservoir. I might have got robbed at Mardi Gras. Everybody wanna see a falling star.
Everybody wanna see a falling star. Everybody wanna see a falling star. Everybody wanna see a falling star. Everybody wanna see a falling star. Everybody wanna see a falling star. Everybody wanna see a falling star. Everybody wanna see a falling star. Everybody wanna see a falling star.
My man was fighting some unholy war. I would be behind him. Spirit shook off beside him. With strength he didn't know. It's you I'm fighting for. He can't lose with me in tow. I refuse.
Smell the peach blossom, the business. You gotta love what's happening here. There ain't nothing for me to fear.
Peach Blossom. Maybe you like the Tiger Lilies and the Marigolds, and that's the Eels here on Ear Candy. We're almost toward the end of the show. I think I got time to tell you what we played again. Before that, spiky, chunky, whatever you want to call it, piece of pop rock, we heard a softer set of music from, at the top, we heard Million Years Ago, that's Adele. We heard Ringo, that rap duo from Minneapolis called Atmosphere. That's what the rap duo call themselves, Atmosphere. A song called Ringo. I hope you liked that one. And it fit right in, slid right in with some Unholy War from Amy Winehouse. And, of course, the Eels. The show is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. I might have time to throw something very quick on just to bring you to the top of the hour. Something maybe from Work of Saws. They specialize. This was a band from Minneapolis as well. It specialized in these really short songs or song snippets, you might even call them. And I'm trying to find one called The Sun Wrestlers. Here we go.
Gazing lazy copper nickels, cable cars over the ocean, in a town still disappearing, she's a swarm of yesterdays. Stretches colder, I'll be breathless when I'm older.